Okay, so we are at the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, short daf, but quite confusing. We're not going to go through every perush for that reason. So the Mishnah now lists four cases where you have two baskets, they get mixed together, right, following on the themes that we've had in the previous Mishnayot. So how exactly do you give maaser? So, mea tevel mea chulet. If you have one basket which has 100 figs of tevel mixed with another 100 figs of chulin, and now you want to give maaser on the tevel part of it so that you can permit the entire thing to be eaten. Now we're dealing with a case, I said truma, but let's assume, like most mepharshim, that we're not dealing here with truma, we're dealing with maaser, and we'll assume that truma was given earlier, as it can be. So what do you do? No tel mea vachat. The key rule, okay, and what we're going to follow here is the majority is what many of the mepharshim go with, and that's the easier way of understanding this, which is the Ravid, which is that the rule here is that you have to be able to make sure that when you separate, some of what you separate is in fact tevel. So, since 100 of it is mitukan, is chulin, min chulin mitukanim. If you only gave 100, it's possible, theoretically, unlikely, but theoretically possible, that the 100 that you took are the 100 which are chulin, and therefore none of them are tevel, and therefore none of them are able to be used for hafrasha, trumot, and maestro. And therefore, you have to take at least 101. So this is the Ravid. This is many of the Mepharshim. I'll just mention maybe one other, but if you look here in the Marafulda, in his first Perush, he quotes the Rash. Later on, he comes back to the Ravid, but here he says, Mea nota lahafresh mehen maser rishon u'maser sheni. You take 100 from maser rishon, maser sheni, and kol tevel. Ve'echad nota b'shvil chulin l'trumat maser, and one for trumat maser, ki'ilu hayu achulin tevel, as if the chulin were tevel, shachulin nasu tevel. That the chulin becomes tevel in Yerushalayim and Meiser Bilvad, right? So this is a very lumdish explanation, right? Which is, no, it's not that you're trying to give only on the tevel, you just need to know which one the tevel is. It's that the chulin has become tevel, but only vis-a-vis Trumat Meiser, and therefore you need to give that, but not for Meiser Rishon Rishim, Nimtzeh Mavsa De Tarovet Zechad, the tevel the Eiri Behacha, Hainu Rishon Nesheni, Val Trumat Gedola Hum Ramenu, but Trumat was given, Vizanira, Perishat Tosefto Vibirashi, etc. Right, so that is how we understand it based on the Rash, right? That the reason you're giving it is that extra one is not just to make sure that you're giving one from the truma, from the tevel, but because the chulin itself does need 1% given from it. So you're giving the entire, as it were, ki'ilu, the tevel, and one from the chulin, which became a quasi tevel, but only vis-a-vis the trumat meiser, maybe because the chumra sheba, who knows. Okay, but if you look here later on the Mara Fulda, or you look in the Gra here, right, he just says, you have to take it, Kadeshia Truman Meiser Vadai Michel Tevel. That's the simple explanation. Now, this Perush, the Ravid, okay, there's a little bit of interesting manuscript here where it can be pieced together from different comments of the Ravid. Mara Fulda quotes a Perush, the Ravid. And it's also in the Yachin Boaz Mishnah at the end of Zroim. It's not clear whether it was in fact his commentary that he wrote, or it's based on his commentary. Okay, now the and again we said the Rash has a very, very different explanation, as does the Rambam. Right, if you look at the Rambam. Maybe I'll just read it for you in the halachot without going through how you get there. But so Ketzad Meat Sa'ah Shal Tevel Shint Arav B'Meah Sa'ah Shal Chulin Mitukanin Mavron Kol Echad U'Meah V'Kol Shehifresh Tevel. Because anyone who would separate Tevel Yishar Tzadik Tel Chulin Mitukanin Nimtza. You know what? Let's stick with the Ravid. The Rambam is more complicated. Okay, we already saw the Rash, so let's go on. Okay, so that's the first case. Now obviously, what do you do with that? So you take 101, The 99 is permitted to a non-coin, and now the 101 obviously is not all is all usher non-coin. However, you could sell it to him, and the non-coin can sell it to the coin, right? The percentage, blah blah blah, etc. So may of it tevel may of meiser. If you have 100 tevel and 100 meiser rishon, where truman meiser had not yet been given. So note del may of achat. Again, you take 100 and in one. Right, because again, this way you make sure that at least one Maaser Rishon is amongst the 100 and one. And then you take this right fig along with 10 more of the 101 Maaser, right, and give it to a right, and that's going to be also to the non Cohen, right? Because the 101 that you move from the mixture, make sure that at least one of them in the group is the Maaser Rishon. And then you'll still have 11 figs to use as Maaser, Truman Maaser. So what you do is you designate 10 of the Tevel figs as Maaser Rishon, and then along with one of the original Maaser Rishons, you fix the entire group. So again, it's going to be 101 to make sure that, same thing, that one of them is from the Maaser Rishon. And then 11 will be the Trumat Maaser on the entire mixture, and this will be Aser to the Kohen, and you'll have to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi as well. Now, this follows the Ravid's view, according to the Chazon Ish, who understands that it must be in this order, that first you have to separate Maaser Rishon, and only then can you separate Trumat Maaser from the Maaser Rishon. However, the Marafolda here, and this seems to be the position of Rambam as well, who implies, and this is pointed out by Chaim Kanievsky, that no, that Trumat Maaser can be given directly from Tevel. It's not the Chachila, but you can do it, right? Now, this is a very interesting conceptual question as to whether Trumat Maaser is conceptualized dafka, only as literally that which is taken from the Truman Maaser, or it's a shear in the Tevel, in the, one of the Chiyuvei Tevel. This is a long discussion in the in Chaim Kanievsky in Maaser Chet Vav. Right, where he says there, right, that you can take it minha tevel. Right, again, it's not ideal, but that is the way he understands the other conceptual possibility. Third case in the Mishnah, mea chulin mitukanen. Mea, if you have 100 chulin fixed with 100 maaser, right, 100 maaser, no tell mea va'eser. So now you have to take 110, because you need to make sure that you have at least 10, which is maaser rishon, and then you designate the 10 maaser rishon as trumat maaser, and now 90 will be mutter to a non-kohen, and 110 will be usher to the non Cohen, right? Because there are 100 chulin in the group, you need 10 more, which are Maaser Rishon, from which you can then take Truman Maaser, right? Then you sell all 110 to a Cohen at the price of Truma, and you charge him only for 100 because only 10, because 10 of them are his by right. And then the fourth case is Mea Tevel Vetisha Maaser. If you have 100 figs of Tevel mixed with 90 of Maaser, right, so now your total Trumat Maaser is only 10, 9 to fix the 90 and 1 to fix the 100, right, the 100 of Tevel, right, 9 on the Maaser Rishon, 1 to fix the Tevel. So then, lo hifsid klum. In these cases, you don't lose anything. I mean, you haven't given more than you would have had to give before. And Zaklal, the rule then emerges as follows. Kol zman shatevel mirube, as long as the tevel is more than the Maaser Rishon, by the ratio, meaning of a tenth, lo hifsid Klum. So it goes like this, right? The tenth is calculated a tenth of the tevel, not the maaser. So if there's 100 tevel, 10th of that is 10. And the Mishnah's rule applies to a mixture in which the maaser is 1/10 less than the amount of the tevel, i.e. no more than 90. So if there's 90 tevel, Mishnah's rule applies as long as no more than 81 maaser. If there's 80 tevel, the Mishnah writes 72, etc., etc. Or as the article points in modern math, you'd put it very simply, that if the tevel exceeds maaseration by a ninth, you lose nothing. Now, the reason is because since the tevel is a tenth greater than the original maaser, so a tenth of the tevel is equal to a tenth of the original maaser plus a tenth of the tenth, which is a hundredth, meaning the trumat maaser, and therefore you don't lose anything because that's what you would have had to separate, and you're not left with anything that you have to sell at a loss, because that's exactly what the Kohen would have gotten. So now we go to the Gemara, and the Gemara goes on the second case where you had 100 figs of Tevel mixed with 100 figs of Maaser, where you have to take 101 and declare 11 of them Trumat Maaser, but even after removing 101, you first have to designate Maaser Rishon of the Tevel and then give a Trumat Maaser on the entire mixture. So then you have a Machloket who had to do this. From Shimon ben Lakish, Omer, Tzarch, Lahatlan, Velomar, Im Tevel, Ala Biyadi, Humaser, Vimaser, Ala Biyadi, Areyu, Asi, Trumat Maaser. You have to say, if what I have is Tevel, then it's Maaser. And if what I have is Maaser, then it's Trumat Maaser. Right? And name the Safek, right? And make a Tanai. And then if you turn to the next page, Amar Rabbi Yona, Tzarach Lichbol Tano Velomar Vimlav Lo Asiti Klum. When he does this, he has to make a double Tanai, meaning if Tevel came in my hand, it's Maaser, and if it's not Tevel, I've done nothing, and if Maaser came in my hand, it's Trumat Maaser, and if not, not. Now, in general, by Tanayim, we need double, right? That's one of the rules that you need Kefel Tanai. We learn it actually from this week's Parasha, from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, if you go up to the land, then you'll inherit on the east side of the Jordan. If you don't inherit, then you'll inherit on the west side of the Jordan. So we say both the positive and the negative. Right, so that's a Tanai Kaful. So you could just say this is a general rule in Tanayim. The Chazon Ish argues that this is not the case, because the reason we normally need Tanai Kaful is because Tanai is external, therefore the Kenyan can stand. The Tanai, in order to words, exerted because if it needs certain in rules, in this case, if it were in Tevel, then Maaser couldn't be given from it. So you don't need to say this this condition, and that's why others explain this Tanai is really not about Tanai, but is part of the rules that we've seen in Truman Maaser before, that you need Makom Mesuyam, that you need a certain level of clarity, a place of clarity, and apparently an expression of clarity when you are being mafresh. And I guess for now I'll just say so now the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan or Ein Tzarich Lichbol Tanai. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Now again, if you think that this is about the general rule of Tanaim, so he doesn't hold of the rules of Tanaim, or he doesn't hold they apply here. Or it's a local rule, and now the Gemara explains that Din Kedaitei v'Din Kedaitei, they each follow their own position, Din Palgun, because they have a disagreement in the following case, the Trumat Shneikram Ba'achad Mehen. If you have two piles of Tevel, and you say the Trumat of these two piles should be in one of them, but you didn't say which, you didn't say the northern part, the southern part, da-da-da-da. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kadshu Miduma, and Rabbi Yochanan says they become Kadosh in a state of Dimua, meaning the Trumat for both piles has taken effect, even though we don't know which one is which, so now they're both treated as truma and chulin. Right now, even though everyone agrees that truma has to have a specific place, this is specific. It's just not specific enough. But he apparently requires a low level of specificity. Rishum and Lakish are low kitchur. Rishum and Lakish says you need extreme specificity, or it's not even chal. And again, that's why the simple pshat in this Gemara, as we noted before, is that these aren't normal rules of Tanayim. What they're really arguing about is not Tanayim, but the level of clarity that is required by Trumat and Maaser, and that's why you can compare from Makom Mesuyam to Tanayim Mesuyam. Where Rabbi Yochanan requires a lower level of clarity, meaning it has to be somewhat localized, but not uber precise. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish thinks it has to be very precise, and that's why he needs a double Tanai, and we will continue tomorrow.